As we may from time to time begin to taste this deep rest that can come as our mind aligns with this truth of the moment, that just this, we get that taste, and there can be a quite delightful sense of that ease, that peace, and occasionally the sense of a kind of an understanding, you know, of course, this is this alignment leads to this ease and peace, kind of a recognition almost of the obviousness of it, how simple it is. And we might think that there would be no fighting with that, or it's just so, it can feel so restful that why would the mind do anything else? And yet there are some very human responses to this alignment with the truth, with this tasting, this rest, or tasting that release, the ease, the peace. At times that feeling can be a little unfamiliar. There's the sense of, with that ease or that peace, of experience not quite having a familiar taste to it. And that unfamiliarity can be unsettling. And so we might, it can be kind of the sense of, what do I do with this? What's next? Or just a different, such a different way of experiencing that the mind is a little confused. Or even, this is too simple. I'm not experiencing specific objects. Experience too vague. These ideas the mind creates sometimes in this space. So this is just the next thing to notice, that disturbance, that unsettledness arising, that relationship to the settling, essentially. The deep levels, the mind, you know, even as it settles, it kind of reveals deeper ways the human system resists the truth. So that unfamiliarity can be kind of a landing in that space of release, of ease, of peace. We might land in a space that feels quite unfamiliar. We can respond. There can be a sense of unsettledness with that. Another relationship that can happen, or something that can very naturally, kind of a very natural movement of mind as it tastes that space, this space that feels so deeply resonant. There can be the very natural movement of the mind to make a thing out of that experience, to solidify it, the habit of solidifying this space, this experience, then becomes a concept in the mind, and the mind tries to hold on to that concept. Sometimes the mind can be with that for a while. In fact, this is what happens in concentration practice. And this can be a way of deepening, of the mind kind of settling, that it will create a concept about the space and absorb into that concept. That's kind of how concentration, one-pointed concentration, works. And so there can be, you know, we don't have to fight that if that's what's happening, but in our mindfulness practice, in our awareness practice, that recognition of solidifying, that concept creation. And sometimes in that solidifying or that concept creation, there can be an experience of the tension that the mind uses to hold that concept. Sometimes can feel be felt like a squeezing, or so just aware of that. And the recognition that with the awareness of that subtle, sometimes felt as not so subtle, tension that's holding that space, and it's more easeful to release. More easeful to not land in that solidification. Another kind of pattern that seems to happen to many of us in this place where we open to the this, just this is happening. Sometimes the experience of just this, depending on the flavor of how the mind is meeting experience, so many different ways the mind opens into the truth, the different experiences of how impermanence is noticed, for instance, sometimes noticing the arising and passing. That can be so delightful. So that might be a relationship to that space. But sometimes the experience just feels so slippery, just like sand passing through an hourglass so rapidly, there's not even a sense of what the experiences that are slipping through are. Just this slippery feeling. And that kind of slippery feeling can be a little, can range, it can be a little disconcerting all the way to outright terror. And the mind can start in that place. Well, the practice will most unfold if we just recognize that unsettledness or that fear or that terror, whatever the experience is in relationship to it. And yet, another habit that can happen there is that the mind starts searching for something. That's solid or stable or looking for somewhere to land. Something that could settle the mind. That experience of searching. Quality of the mind that's looking, not necessarily finding, but the looking. It's a specific kind of particular quality of must be someplace to land. So just noticing that searching. The searching also has a little tension in it. Has some tension in it, and the mind in seeing the searching can recognize that tension, and that more easeful to not have the searching. And yet sometimes we just get to watch the searching. A deep form of denial of that truth of the impermanent nature. Kind of like the mind goes, yeah, all of this is impermanent. All of this is just slippery. There must be something. Something the mind can land on. Another pattern that can happen here in this kind of place where the mind opens, rests, there may not be any resistance to any part of that. And just the opening to that deep rest, a alignment with that whether it's the alignment with the changing nature of experience, the unreliable nature of experience, the conditioned nature of experience, just kind of that sense of this is okay, it's not no problem. What can unfold is, it's like there's been a certain level of releasing, a certain level of understanding around impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable, conditioned nature of experience. And that very rest which is experienced as a kind of, perhaps as a kind of a settledness in the awareness of the awareness not resisting, so that the awareness feeling just very kind of a stability there. So there can be a kind of a sense of disturbance being released or having been released. And as we are with that place of understanding, that disturbance is not there, then like a subtler or more a deeper disturbance or a deeper resistance to truth can be revealed. And it's not, sometimes when that happens, we think, oh, I've gone backwards or I've lost this, but it's actually the settling of the mind that has revealed a subtler kind of disturbance. Not a problem. It's like that the mind has opened to something more deeply conditioned, perhaps, that hadn't been seen. A deeper kind of clinging or craving. An analogy or a kind of analogy that might resonate for this is like if you're on an ocean in a storm and there's a lot of waves, you know, you're really conscious of the disturbance of those waves, maybe getting seasick and, you know, just really feeling a lot of agitation around the wild ride that you're on. And then the storm passes and there's much more stillness and it feels pretty calm. But as you rest in that calmness for a while, then you begin to notice, oh, there's still an up and down here. And then perhaps the wind dies down even more. And there's a deeper kind of quietness of the waves. And for a while it feels really still, but then you start to notice the gentle rocking. It's that kind of levels and layers and deeper layers of clinging that can be revealed. Not a mistake. Actually, it's how this practice works. And so the navigation with all of this is really just to keep opening to what's here, what's happening, what's actually happening, and recognizing that sometimes what's actually happening are these responses, these relationships. As we open to what's happening and the relationships, very naturally the mind moves more in the direction of release. Sometimes we get to taste that release and then notice a relationship to it.